We're gonna fly on the wings of a magic bird. Gonna sing the sweetest song ever.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're hearing Magic Bird, one of the original recordings by the Red Willow Band. From the mid-1970s through the early 80s, the Red Willow Band was one of the most popular groups in South Dakota, traveling the state with their modern style of country swing. And the original members are reuniting for performances on Friday and Saturday at the Sioux River Folk Festival at Newton Hill State Park. Kenny Putnam played fiddle with Red Willow. He's still active in the Black Hills in South Dakota, and he joins us on the line on his way to the Folk Festival. And Kenny, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. I'm crossing the Cheyenne River right now. So if I drop out.
Okay. Also with us on the line on the road is singer, songwriter, guitarist Chris Gage. He's now based in Austin, Texas, but he's back in the state for performances with the Red Willow Band and Christine Albert. Chris Gage, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure. And I just pulled off at the Vivian exit to talk to you guys. How you doing, everybody?
Also with us is singer-songwriter Hank Harris, who is also based in the Black Hills. He was on the show recently talking about his latest CD piece. Hank, welcome back to the program as well.
Thank you very much, Carl. It's great to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you all on the line, and I'm glad you're able to talk with us as you make your way to the eastern part of the state. Kenny, how often do you guys have the opportunity to get together and play as the Red Willow Band?
Well, it's... I don't know, it's probably, you could count them on one hand over the last, 20 years, I suppose. We play when the phone rings, and we just love to, it's a lot of fun. It's a great band. It's truly a great band, and it's I like it. I enjoy it every time.
Well, Chris Gage, what does it feel like when you're all back together again playing as the Red Willow Band?
You know, the funny thing is, within a couple hours, actually within a couple minutes of starting to play, everything kind of comes back, just like it always was. We rehearsed for about 2 hours the other day at Kenny's house, getting ready for a show at the Knuckle in Sturgis, and there's very few things we need to drill into each other. You know, we remember everything, and it all just comes. It's the right five guys. That's the deal.
And Hank Harris, did you feel like when you get back together like you did last week in Sturgis, that it's you just get right into it, like Chris said, that it's, 1979 again?
Well, those guys have much better memories than me. I have to practice a little bit. I do some homework before I get there, but when we get there, just everybody's vibe and everybody's positivity just makes it all come together well. It's really fun.
Hey Carl.
Yeah.
There was a one of the first reunions we had was Governor Mickelson brought us back for the Pheasant Hunt. He had the Pheasant guy on earlier, and we've done that a couple times in the state with different administrations. So that's one of the reasons we got back together early on.
What did playing with the Red Willow Band mean to you, Chris Gage? You've gone on, you've played with Roy Clark, later Jimmy Dale Gilmore. You're currently lead guitarist for Jerry Jeff Walker, and you perform and tour with Christine Albert as Albert and Gage. How important was the Red Willow Band in establishing your musical career?
You know, just personally, I feel that's where I cut my teeth. That's where I learned how to play, because we were knocking it out, six nights a week for years, and I was always playing both guitar and piano, and just playing with a great band night after night after night. I mean, there's no need to practice. That is your practice, and I feel like that gave me the skills to go on and work with these other people. And it was actually Kenny Putnam that helped me get into Roy Clark's band in the early 80s, and just the relationships I made with this Red Willow Band has just always stuck with me.
And Kenny, for you in your career as a musician since the Red Willow Band, how important was that experience for you?
It's the same thing. I always thought you should just practice in public because everybody's focused, and I'm not one to woodshed anyway. And so that was it. We just got our 10,000 hours in early, and it was was just a good vehicle to experiment. You know, there wasn't any particular style we were going for, and there was a lot of original tunes, and we could kind of do whatever we wanted, and it was just a great opportunity to work it out.
Hank Harris, for you, was developing and writing songs, did that first start when you were with the Red Willow Band?
Yes, it really did. The first songs I ever wrote were with those guys. And now, Chris and Kenny, I think, played more high school bands than I did. So this was really my first band. So it was kind of like college and grad school for me, and the place where I learned how to write and write within the format of the Red Willow Band.
And Chris, for you in writing songs, that start with the Red Willow Band, or did it go before that?
Well, you know, I had dabbled in it. I said this on stage the other night. We opened for the Amazing Rhythm Aces one time. A couple of their band members really liked our band, but they said, "You guys need original material. You're playing cover tunes." And Hank and I both took that to heart and went home and started writing songs. And he's stuck with it a lot more than me. I've become kind of a professional sideman, but Hank is just churning out great original songs every year. But that's where we both got started, sure.
Well, let's hear one of those original songs, one of the original recordings from the Red Willow Band, and I believe this is a Chris Gage song. This is a little bit of I Wish I Had Your Arms Around Me.
It's a full-time occupation with a part-time life at home. How you doing? See you Sunday. I wonder what I'll do today. I'll be here till tomorrow. And I wish I had your arms around me. We ate yesterday in a small cafe in Boulder. They had a dime TV in the booth where the jukebox is at home.
That's the Red Willow Band, I Wish I Had Your Arms Around Me, a song going back to the band's original days in the 1970s. And the Red Willow Band are reuniting for performances Friday and Saturday at the Sioux River Folk Festival at Newton Hills State Park. And we're talking with three of the five original members of the band, Kenny Putnam, Chris Gage, and Hank Harris. And one of the things, when I listened to the original recordings by the band, you know, over 30 years ago, but they still sound contemporary to me. If you just played that and I didn't know what the time period was, I would think that, yeah, that probably could have been recorded just within the past year. Kenny, I'm wondering if you think there is a timeless quality to the music of the Red Willow Band.
Well, I wouldn't dignify it with, like, monumental timeless, but I think you're right. It's got, the great song. And we always just kind of had an original sound, and they do sound fresh, you know. And I don't know. I would defer to the songwriters on that one.
Yeah, Chris.
Well, it's a good question. You know, I live down in Texas where there's a lot of swing music, and I think Red Willow Band would have fit right in down there during any of these last decades.
And Hank Harris, do you think there is a fresh quality to the Red Willow's band, Red Willow Band's music that has continued through the decades that still does sound fresh and contemporary?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But you know, the real judges would be the audience. And when we go to these things, it's like an all four decade reunion, and. The hardest thing is remembering everybody else's name that shows up. And they remember our names, of course, but, it's really interesting to see all these people after so many years. And I understand, talking with Chris, that about 20 or 30 people that moved from the Vermilion area, South Dakota, down to Austin are going to be coming up for this show, too, so I won't have seen those people in a lot of years either.
Kenny, is that fun for you as well to see the old fans, the people that used to come out and hear the Red Willow Band?
Oh yeah, you know, Fat Daddy from the Bitsko Band introduced us the other night. And that's, I think that's kind of unique about the band. We've been, a lot of the people our age, those were memorable years, you know, in college. And we were kind of that music for them. So they come from everywhere. And it is a bit of a reunion. You see them out there dancing. And so I think that's another aspect of the Red Willow Band that keeps it going and keeps everybody interested. So,
Chris Gage, when you play the reunion concerts, is it all the old favorites, or do you sneak in some newer songs as well? Maybe some songs by you or Hank that the more recent vintage.
Well, you know, Red Willow, we kind of stick to the old set list just because that's what we're comfortable with. We've tried to bring in a few new tunes, and it just doesn't feel like us. We've just got that history and that set list, you know. But Hank and I are both performing outside of the Red Willow Band this weekend, and the same fans are coming to see us. Christine and I will be in Del Rapids tonight at the Opera House. And I know Hank's playing his own set at the Folk Festival, and we are too on Sunday. And it's just a chance for us to, you know, bring out. We stick with the Red Willow show when we play Red Willow, but we try to do our new stuff right around it, so people get to see both sides.
Yeah. So Hank, you get to play your new stuff as well as the older stuff with the Red Willow Band. So it sounds like a rare opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of fun. And Saturday at the Folk Fest, I'll be doing a songwriting workshop with my friend Jim Groth, who was going to do one on improvisation. We thought we'd go ahead and do that together. And then tonight I play at the Straw Bale Winery from 5 to 8 up in Renner. So, yeah, we're trying to stay busy here and not give ourselves too much time to get in trouble.
All right. Well, Kenny Putnam.
That's right.
Well, Kenny Putnam, just looking at the Red Willow Band, do you see that the group has had a legacy in South Dakota and maybe in this region?
I do. And I think part of it is that we've all kept active in music and we still play as much. And I feel that we're a better band in a lot of ways than we were back then. And I'm around South Dakota as much as more than the other guys, except Hank. And I run into people all the time that, well, I was with some friends last night and they started telling stories, you know. So, yeah, I think it was just a magical time in a lot of people's lives, and we were just the soundtrack, as they say. So, you know, the college days and before life got complicated. So
what was it that led up to the band breaking up back in 82? Is it just that you were all moving in different directions, as these things usually go, new professional gigs and opportunities, Chris?
Yeah, I think that's most of it. Plus, we weren't making any money. You know, I remember our paychecks for many years were $112 a week. We had a spot of ourselves to live on. And, you know, it just, Kenny peeled off first, and then we tried to replace him, and it just didn't feel right. And eventually we just all decided to go our separate ways.
But still taking the opportunity to get together when you can. Kenny, Hank, and Chris, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday, and safe travels to the eastern part of the state, and hope you have a great time with the Red Willow Band and all the other gigs you have going on.
And thanks for supporting
the
arts, Carl.
So much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl. Hope to see you soon.